This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack recently announced that farmers, ranchers, and Indian tribes enrolled more than 272,000 acres in the Wetlands Reserve Program in fiscal year 2010. The fiscal 2010 enrollment is the highest single-year enrollment in the program's history. It's also a 52% increase over fiscal 2009, when 179,000 acres were enrolled. There are now more than 2.3 million acres enrolled in WRP nationwide. WRP, the federal government's largest wetlands restoration program, provides technical and financial assistance to protect and enhance wetlands. More than 80% of restorable wetlands are in private ownership. Participation in WRP is voluntary. Although the recession hit manufacturing and other industries hard, food production has remained a bright spot in the economy. Growth has been so good that many food processors are expanding facilities and adding new equipment. New facilities include cheese-making operations in Wisconsin and Idaho and a sweet potato canning plant in Arkansas. The Hershey Company will spend $200 million to expand and update a plant in Pennsylvania. General Mills Incorporated is investing millions in yogurt plants in Michigan and Tennessee. Pelletizing cellulosic biomass is not a cost-effective option for ethanol producers, according to a new research conducted by Purdue University. Costs and logistical requirements for corn grain, corn stover, and switchgrass in bale and pellet forms were studied. Researchers discovered that dense cellulosic pellets would allow ethanol producers to save money because the same equipment used to transport and store corn could be used. But converting biomass into pellets results in a 50% loss in yield because about half of the original feedstock is lost in the pelleting process. The cost of converting corn stover and switchgrass to pellets outweighed any transportation and storage savings, according to the researchers. Bales proved to be cheaper to transport at small ethanol facilities. Pellets were more cost-effective at larger plants with output of 100 million gallons per year or more. When it comes to storage costs, the cost per ton was much higher for biomass bales compared to corn or pellets. About 3% of the 28 million to 30 million farm-grown Christmas trees sold each year are purchased online, according to consumer research conducted by Harris Interactive for the National Christmas Tree Association. Target recently joined the ranks of online Christmas tree sellers, which also includes Costco and other national retails, as well as farmers. Although online Christmas tree sales were viewed primarily as a niche market, the trend is a good indicator of how competitive retailers have become in the effort to capture consumer dollars around the holidays. Minnesota farmers Jim and Beverly Wharton currently sell about 10% of their fresh Christmas trees online. They started taking online orders more than a decade ago when Jim built shipping containers out of discarded appliance boxes. The American Farm Bureau Federation joined other groups in a letter sent to congressional leaders Tuesday urging passage of legislation during the lame duck session that extends ethanol tax incentives set to expire at the end of this year. According to the letter, failure to do so will cost jobs and set the nation's effort to promote clean energy backward. The ethanol industry has been an essential component of our nation's effort to achieve energy security and improve our environment. Joining AFBF in the letter were the American Coalition for Ethanol, Growth Energy, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Corn Growers Association, National Sorghum Producers, and Renewable Fuels Association. The letter also said the extension of these incentives is critical to the health of the U.S. ethanol industry and will avoid a significant industry downturn, such as that recently experienced by the biodiesel industry when its credits were allowed to expire. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada has personally promised newly elected Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia that Senate Democrats will not pursue cap-and-trade climate change legislation in the next Congress. However, Reid was unclear on scheduling a lame duck vote on a bill by West Virginia's other Democratic Senator, Jay Rockefeller, that would block looming Environmental Protection Agency greenhouse gas regulations for 2 years. The Rockefeller bill will most likely be considered in the next Congress because Reid has indicated there may not be enough time to consider the bill in the lame duck session. The Humane Society of the United States released an undercover video Wednesday showing alleged animal abuse and food safety problems at Cal Marine Foods, the nation's largest egg producer. For 28 days, concluding this month, an HSUS undercover investigator was employed at one of Cal Marine's two egg farms in Wadler, Texas. The global appetite for U.S. beef and pork continued to grow in September, with American red meat exports maintaining solid momentum through the first 9 months of 2010, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports continued their torrid pace in September with a 30.2% jump in value over year-ago levels, while volume climbed 16.6%. For the month, the U.S. exported 86,182 metric tons of beef, valued at $339.3 million. For the year, beef exports are up 16% in volume and 27% in value to 766,791 metric tons, valued at $2.9 billion. The pork export story is also positive. For September, the value of pork exports climbed 10% over 2009 totals to $382.6 million, even though the volume of exports slipped 3.6% to 148,416 metric tons. Over the first 9 months of the year, export volume is up 2% to 1,392,754 metric tons, valued at $3.5 billion, a 9% hike in value over 2009. The Agriculture Department is considering a proposed Christmas tree promotion program that would raise $2 million a year for a nationwide advertising campaign to combat the increasingly competitive artificial Christmas tree industry. Growers and importers would fund new checkoff program. Artificial tree sales nearly doubled to $17.4 million from 2003 to 2007, according to the USDA, while fresh tree sales have declined overall from $37 million in 1991 to $31 million in 2007. The ad campaign would be similar to the 18 promotion orders already overseen by USDA and funded by industry assessments. The program would charge producers and importers 15 cents for every fresh cut tree. A Christmas tree promotion board, appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture, would administer the program. The American Farm Bureau Federation joined a coalition of other agricultural groups in a letter sent to members of the Senate on Wednesday, advising that on balance, the Senate Food Safety Bill is far preferable to the House-passed legislation. On Wednesday, the Senate agreed in a 74-25 vote to move forward on S-510. The bill would overhaul the nation's food safety system, grant new regulatory authority to the Food and Drug Administration, and make farmers and processors responsible for preventing foodborne illness. The House passed its version of the food safety bill, H.R. 2479, more than a year ago. In its letter, the coalition stressed it has major concerns with the House bill. The coalition stressed that S-510 is, for the most part, a prudent approach to further enhance an already safe, wholesome food and feed supply. The coalition commended co-sponsors of the legislation for soliciting the views of a broad range of stakeholders and including improvements to the bill sought by the coalition. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.